makers of Taste and Sanborn Coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, Linda Dorcas, Nina Gordon, Mortimer Stern, Pat Patrick, and our special guest this evening, Edward Arnold. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Hello, Bergie, old pal. Bergie, hello.
Yes, hello, Charlie.
Yeah. See, you look kind of worried, Bergie.
Well, there is something on my mind.
All right, Bergie. Brush your long, wavy locks out of your eyes and tell little Charlie all about it.
Well, I just received a letter.
A letter? Say, things are picking up, aren't they?
Yes. This was an important letter. It means that I may not be around much for a while.
Uh-oh. So they finally caught up with you, huh?
No. It's a sort of a summons.
Oh, a summons.
Yes.
Caught speeding in your rocking chair?
No. You don't understand.
Oh, yes, I do, Bertie. And no matter what you've done, old pal, I'll forgive you. We all make mistakes. Especially me.
I've done nothing wrong. And according to this letter, I'll have to sit on a jury for several weeks.
Oh. How long does it take to hatch one?
No.
I don't know.
A jury is composed of 12 good men and true.
Well, where do you fit in?
Well, they evidently need me.
Need you? Boy, they're sure scraping the bottom of the barrel. I know justice is blind, but this is ridiculous.
No. Nevertheless, Charlie, the jurors have to use their brains. And I must be fairly intelligent. Otherwise, how could I have gotten where I am today?
Well, you know the right people. Namely me. That must hurt you.
I still say that I'm as intelligent as the next one around here.
That's right. And on this program, the next one around here is Mortimer Stern.
Well, it's not easy being a juror. You have to sit for hours and hours on end.
Well, I can't think of any other position.
Well, no. What worries me is this jury will interfere with my work.
What work?
Are you insinuating that I don't work?
Oh, come now, Bergen. Do you deny that the loafer jacket was named after you?
No. Nevertheless, you have to admit that I work hard here as a comedian.
You're the funny fellow, ain't I?
Yeah. I wonder if there's anything that would excuse me from jury duty. Let me see.
Well, there ought to be something. There must be an age limit on that sort of thing.
Well, I think you're right, Charlie.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe I am too young.
Oh, you fool, you. I take it all back, Bergen. I guess you are a comedian after all.
Yes. If I could think of something to disqualify me.
Well, you're a ventriloquist, aren't you?
Yes.
Why don't you plead insanity?
No. Now, wait a minute. There's illness.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, and come to think of it, I haven't been feeling up to snuff lately.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, I don't know. There's sometimes my head, it feels kind of fuzzy.
Oh, that's wishful thinking.
No, no.
Oh, I just lay for those.
Yeah. Well, if I don't think of something soon, I guess I'll just have to donate my services.
Well, donate? The fella next door served on the jury, and he says you get paid $2 a day for that.
Do you mean I get $2 a day each day I'm in court?
Yeah, that's what you call a portal to corto.
Oh, Well, you know, Charlie, serving on a jury is one's civic duty.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't feel right in my mind if I didn't take that responsibility.
You wouldn't be right in your mind if you didn't take that $2.
All right. Charlie, if it just wasn't the $2 a day that decided me.
No, of course not. The fact that you couldn't get out of it helped a lot, too, you know.
A wonderful tune played by Ray Noble and his orchestra. Zippity-doo-dah. Coffee, you think Chase and Sanborn. When you taste Chase and Sanborn, that's shade-grown flavor. Yes, the extra flavor that's so impressive in Chase and Sanborn coffee comes from finer coffee beans slow-grown in tropical shade. You taste that bonus of coffee goodness from the very first sip, and from then on, nothing else will do. You want shade-grown flavor every time. Shade-growing makes a world of difference to the flavor of coffee because growing time is flavor-making time. The longer it takes, the better. So the coffee trees are planted under taller trees that form a leafy awning. Blazing tropical sunlight is filtered. The coffee gets just enough so the rich soil can do its work slowly and thoroughly. Day after day, more flavor is added, stored up and hoarded up for your pleasure. That's where the shade-grown flavor comes from that you taste in Chase and Sanborn. Ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor.
Well, if it isn't Mortimer Snurf. My friend, my chum, my co-worker.
Oh, gosh, I'm quite a crowd, ain't I?
Yeah. Say, what's this you got on the end of your finger?
Well, that's me.
No. In the other end.
Oh.
Why, I mean, what is this string? The string, why did you tie it there?
Oh, see now, let me see.
Why did you tie the string on your finger?
Oh, see, maybe my finger was loose.
No.
Quiet, please, quiet.
It must be there to for you to remember something, isn't it?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
I'm asking you.
Well, go right ahead.
Yeah. Think now, what does the string remind you of?
Oh, the string?
Yeah, what does it remind you of?
More string?
No. Oh, Mortimer, use your head. Think hard.
Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm.
want to bust nothing. No.
You don't know. Mortimer, you've got a memory like a sieve.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No. Well, I don't want to strain it. That was supposed to be comical.
Yeah, I know.
I do those things once in a while.
Yes. I suppose you know that poor memory goes with inferior intellect.
You don't say.
Yes.
I bet they make a nice couple.
Yes. I'll venture you can't even remember what day this is today.
Well, what day?
Yes.
Well, today?
Yes. Why,
today is, that was last week.
What day is it?
What?
You don't know, do you?
Well, you got me at a bad time.
Oh, I see. Why?
Don't wear yourself out.
No. What you were trying to remember might have been very important.
Yeah.
Now, aren't you concerned?
No, I'm Mortimer.
Yeah, I know. Oh, ho, ho.
Now, quiet, please. Hush up there. What's that mess out there?
No. That's our audience.
Looks more like a grunion run.
Oh, no. Careful what you say, Mortimer. These people are your warm friends.
They don't look so hot to me.
If you can't remember why you tie the strings on, maybe you can remember where you got the string.
Oh, sure.
Well, that's fine. Where?
Oh, from a Christmas present.
Well, now we're getting someplace good. Now, why did you tie the string around your finger?
So I wouldn't lose it.
So you wouldn't lose it. Why?
I'm a string saver.
Oh! Then why didn't you say so in the first place? Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Well, it seems like the dumber you are, the easier it is.
Yeah, I guess. One of our old friends, they drop in for our anniversary show.
Oh, really, Edgar?
Yes, Ray, yes. Yes, there'll be Rudy Valley, Nelson Eddy, Don Amici,
and Dorothy Lamour.
And as long as they are all coming over, I think we should show our gratitude and have, a little gift for them. Now, let's see, what would we give Nelson Eddy?
Well, we could give him some butter for his shortening bread.
No. And, of course, there will be other presents to decide on. And since it is my anniversary, I'd better leave the room so you fellas can talk it over privately.
He's so subtile, ain't he?
Well, no, look here, Sally. What will we get the old boy?
Well, on the 10th anniversary, it's customary to give gifts made of tin.
Well, let's give him a tin of sardines, huh?
I wonder how he's fixed for tin foil.
Oh, no, we have to get him something nicer than that.
Yeah.
I know. The car he's driving isn't very good.
Well, it runs, but it takes so long to get up steam.
Well, if you think we should chip in and buy him a good used car,
yes.
I'll donate $50, darling.
Well, good. Now, with your 50 and with what I got, that makes around $50.
Yeah.
Come on, Ray, let's go shopping, huh?
From the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Technicolor musical, Till the Clouds Roll By, Anita Gordon sings Jerome Kern's Look for the Silver Lining.
Please don't be offended if I preach to you a while. Tears are out of place in eyes that were meant to smile. There's a way to make your very biggest trouble small. Here's the happy secret of of it all. Look for the silver lining whene'er a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining.
Gladman Arnold. I'm sorry, he's having lunch with the smiling Irishman and the chuckling Chinaman. Goodbye.
Anybody home?
Oh, hello. Can I help you?
Well, I... Don't tell me that you're the Gladman Arnold.
Oh, no, I'm his secretary, Giggling Girl Gordon.
Driving one of our cars.
So you're Gladman Arnold. You know, I don't understand this. You're Edward Arnold of the cinema. But why are you running a used car lot?
Well, I like it. My doctor advised it because it keeps me outdoors and it comes under the heading of capital gains.
Well, you don't look so puny to me.
Oh, it isn't bad. Ever since I played the role of Diamond Jim Brady, I've been cast in one picture after another as a big capitalist dealing with millions.
Yeah. And so you began to believe it yourself, huh?
Oh, yes, yes. I was feeling so much like a millionaire, I even gave away diamonds.
Well, let me know next time you get that old feeling, will you? You a big shot.
Yeah. Say, wait a minute. That's not so impossible.
But what seems to be your exact trouble, old boy?
Well, my doctor said I've developed a split personality. I'm two different people.
It's too bad you both try to get in the same suit.
But thanks to this little business, I'm all cured.
Yeah. You mean you're no longer called Diamond Jim Brady?
No, no. Now they call me Rhinestone Eddie. Oh, pardon me if I have to hold my side.
What's the matter? Is it that funny?
No. My girdle burst.
Well, of course, this is neither here nor there. No. You see, we came here because Edgar Bergen is celebrating his 10th anniversary.
Uh-huh.
And we thought we might buy him something in the way of cheap transportation.
Oh, I have just the thing. Mm-hmm. Now, step right out here on the lot. Now you can put your entire trust in me, Charlie. Why, before I'd let you be cheated, I'd give you the business.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Now, right here, gentlemen, is a nice custom-built buggy. With fringe around the top, yeah.
Isn't that a trifle old-fashioned?
Well, what's Edgar? Have cat? It's in good shape because it was driven by a sober old lady who lived in Omaha.
Well, did she always own it?
No, no, she sold it to another sober old lady who lived in Idaho.
Well, can't you show us something driven by a drunken old man from Tennessee?
But, gentlemen, now, don't forget this buggy carries our usual 30-minute guarantee.
Yeah, but look, cowboy, where's the horse that goes with it?
Oh, well, he asked for a day off to try and pick up a few extra bucks at Santa Anita.
All right, don't knock yourself out. It's not that funny.
I know. But we could use a good laugh right here.
Yeah.
Well, what can I show you next?
How to get out of here.
No, wait a minute.
I've changed.
I haven't shown you my biggest bargain yet.
You mean you've got a dog sled or something?
No. Now, step right over here. Here's a late 1916 electric limousine. Yeah.
Now, I ask you, what would Edgar do with an old electric limousine?
Oh, you're always thinking about Edgar. What am I going to do with a thing? Well, there's an item that will appeal to him, though. It doesn't use any gasoline. All you have to do is to plug it in and it runs.
Well, yes, but you'd have to have an awful long extension cord, wouldn't you?
The advantage of having a car that runs on batteries is that you can plug in an electric shaver.
Yeah, Bergen could even plug in his heating pad, couldn't he?
Yes, but look, what if you come to a hill and you can't get enough juice from the batteries?
Well, you just squeeze them out of it. But you don't have to worry, gentlemen. I give you my word. And when Batman Arnold gives you his word, watch out.
True. We've gathered as much.
Believe me, I stand behind every car I sell.
Yeah, but do you help push them, too?
You don't have to push this car. It'll run 100 miles without stopping.
Yeah, well, if you want to go just 10 miles, what do? Jump off?
Yes, and look here. If it's so good, why did the last owner sell it?
Yes.
He didn't like the windshield.
Well, what was the matter? Too small?
No, he kept going through it.
Well, in spite of all that, Ray, I think we'll take it.
Oh, splendid.
Oh, and yes, we'd like it wrapped as a gift.
Yeah.
But before you wrap it up, how much does it cost?
Well, how does $37,000 sound to you?
Sounds to me like you better see your doctor again. We'll give you $50.
Oh, sold, yep. That's the way I like to do business. No chiseling, no tinkering. Yeah. Now, I'll wind up this little deal as soon as I call my legal advisor to draw up the bill of sale. Oh, Chris?
Coming, Graham. Here I am, Mr. Gladman.
Why do I always have to call you twice?
Well, for goodness sake, my gosh. I have to get my portfolio.
Are you really a lawyer?
Oh, yes. Why, I am Ursel Twing of the legal firm of Twing, Wing, Ping, and Pong. And I am Mr. Arnold's legal advisor.
You are?
Well, no, I really don't know whether I'm legal or not because, you see, I lost my birth certificate.
Oh, he's always complaining about something.
Yeah. Did you ever win a case?
Oh, yes. Why, I'll never forget the case of, Jones versus Jones.
Oh?
Or was it the other way around?
Well, tell me, is this car clear or does it have a lean on it?
A lean? Well, it just looks like it leans because the front spring is broken.
The front spring is broken.
Ha, 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 ha. You're just so funny. You kill me.
All right, you asked for it.
Oh, I've been stabbed.
Why did I shoot him?
Yeah.
Well, I just can't stand anybody around that's not happy.
Yeah.
By the way, how do you feel, Charlie?
Yeah. Charlie and Edgar will be back in a minute. First, these days, it's easy to get more flavorful coffee, so don't miss out. Ask for Chasin' Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor. That easy way is the popular way all over the country. More people are asking for Chasin' Sanborn coffee than ever before. It's the shade-grown flavor that everybody wants. Chasin' Sanborn is breaking all records. It's more popular than ever. There's more flavor there to enjoy. Naturally, more people enjoy it. It's the richer, more abundant flavor of finer coffees grown in the shade. That's where the bonus of goodness comes from that means so much in your cup. Shade-grown means slow-grown. And that's the secret of making finer coffees finer still. Growing time is flavor-making time. Each day, more flavor is added. And you get this extra coffee satisfaction in every cup of Chasin' Sanborn. Remember, by the cup you call it coffee, by the pound, it's Chasin' Sanborn. Ask for Chasin' Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor.
Well, Charlie, next Sunday is really going to be a big day for us.
Yeah, it's going to be homecoming week at Chasin' Sanborn. Just think, Dorothy Lamour will be here.
And Don Amici.
Nelson Eddy.
Rudy Valley.
Wow, I'm going to listen in. What am I saying? I'm going to be here, too.
Edward Arnold appeared by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from the Pasadena Playhouse, Pasadena, California.
Remember the letter S-N-E, flavor, nutrition, economy. Blue Bonnet margarine gives all three. Flavor, nutrition, economy.
Flavor? Yes, Blue Bonnet margarine gives you delicious flavor. Fresh, delicate, country sweet. It's an all-American product made from pure, wholesome products of fine American farms. Nutrition? Yes, proved nutrition. Blue Bonnet margarine is rich in food energy, rich in vitamin A. Economy? Yes, Blue Bonnet saves you real money. But the biggest reason for getting it is because it tastes so good. All table spreads are scarce right now, so your grocer may not always have Blue Bonnet. But keep looking, asking. Blue Bonnet's too good to miss.
Remember the letter F-N-E for flavor, nutrition, economy. Buy Blue Bonnet, yes, sirree. Blue Bonnet margarine gives all three.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.